I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is Live from Studio A. Really excited to have in the studio today a group all the way from Boise, Idaho. They're called Hill Folk Noir. They're in town to perform a show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, along with local band Feeding Leroy, and they've been kind enough to set aside some time for us this afternoon. Hill Folk Noir, thanks a lot for being here, you guys.
Absolutely.
Hill Folk Noir, the band, is Travis Ward, Allison Ward, and Mr. Mike Waite on the double bass over here. Looks like they've got some interesting stuff. Allison has got a washboard and a musical saw, so there's a little bit of jug band-esque kind of stuff going on here. They have a style that they call Junker Dash, and I'm very curious to find out more about that and what that is. So we'll get talking in just a moment, but if you guys wanted to start with a tune, I think myself and the listeners would be pumped.
Hard Time Blues.
All right. Thought it was a duck, put on the table with legs hanging out. We got a hard time. We got a hard time. We got a hard time here, baby. Where I'm going. Well, I woke up this morning, had a hole in my fence. Well, that don't matter. Ain't got.
That is Hill Folk Noir live from Studio A, a tune called Hard Time Blues there. You guys, so Travis, you the idea that I got when I was kind of looking at you guys is that you've got, you know, some solo projects, some side projects that exist here and there, but Hill Folk Noir as a concept has been around since 2005, something like that.
Yeah, I'd say pretty close.
Am
to
I
that,
close?
Yeah.
And it seemed like there may have been at one point or another a rotating cast of characters with you as the common denominator.
And
the two folks you have with you today have been around for quite some time, but have they always been part of this project? Do you want to kind of introduce the band a little bit and talk about the evolution?
As far as Hill Folk Noir goes, we three have been in the band continuously. And Allie and I are married, so we've been playing music for 16, 17 years. Known Mike for at least that long. And the old band that I had, sort of my singer-songwriter style band, we just sort of got to the end of the road where we just couldn't quite hang on anymore, and took some of those songs and kept playing them with different people, and eventually kind of turned into Hill Folk Noir, and we whittled it down, we lost the amps, and became sort of what we are now. But it was kind of a little bit of a slow progression over a couple years, and then once we sort of found the the amount of equipment we liked to haul.
Yeah.
we stuck with the guitar and the bass and the washboard.
That's funny that you say that, because I've worked in a lot of just different parts of the music industry, whether here or, you know, when I would work at bars and such. And I always noticed, like, one of my biggest regrets was never, like, really learning an instrument or, like, being in a band. And then one day I think it occurred to me that even if I did have that talent, I still wouldn't do it because I'm not hauling any gear. That's the one thing I feel like there's a lot of phenomenal musicians out there who never do it for a living because of that.
As I was wandering through this giant building with my guitar and my banjo, for about 15 minutes looking for the right room, I thought to myself, man, I should have just been a harmonica player. But
yeah.
Oh well, it's a steel guitar.
I know. You'll be okay.
Yep, such is life. So, you know, I've been listening to music. It's a little bit of a jug band thing, a little bit of American roots, ragtime sort of, but in as a whole, it's kind of too much its own thing to really be classified under any kind of alt this or indie that or whatever it happens to be. So Junk or Dash.
That's where Junk or Dash came.
Junk or Dash is the term that you guys have come up with. Tell me a little bit about Junk or Dash.
Well, Junk or Dash is sort of, if we told somebody that we were a bluegrass band and they were a bluegrass fan, they would be disappointed at the show. So if we told somebody we were an old-time string band and they were a string band fan, they would be disappointed.
Right.
And so, because we're not quite authentic anything,
right.
And so we had to come up with our own term, and Junk or Dash just sort of, I don't know, it just fell in our lap, and we said, well, we're a Junk or Dash band.
Well, and what'll happen soon is you're going to have these Junk or Dash purists.
Yeah, that's not Junk or Dash.
And other bands are going to try to use Junk or Dash, and it's going to be like, no, I don't think so.
I don't think there's any crazy enough people out there to do Junk or Dash. Yeah, well, only us.
Maybe we have some budding Junk or Dash elitists here in Duluth, and we'll probably find out later tonight. You guys want to do another tune?
Al, you want to play some Saw?
Sure.
We'll play an old one here.
What tune?
Ballad of a Lonely Rounder.
This is Hill Folk Noir, live from Studio A.
Selling 38s for 39.
That is Hill Folk Noir, live from Studio A. Those spooky sort of ghostly noises that you were hearing are Allison Ward here with her musical saw, which is, I have to say, is really blowing my mind because unlike a guitar or a stand-up bass where you can say, I'm going to hold my fingers on this fret with these strings and it'll produce a G chord, there seems to be little to no rhyme or reason to where you're supposed to hold the saw to produce the correct note, and she's hitting the nail on the head every time. So it's something you kind of have to see to believe, and luckily we'll have that opportunity later this evening. But that seems to be the... I'm getting a good picture of the Junker Dash style here, and I'm really enjoying it. So you guys have made your way slowly here from Boise, Idaho, over the last couple days. It looks like you've are off on tour and sort of at the beginning, kind of the beginning third or whatever it happens to be of your tour. You guys are off till the end of August or beginning of September. It looks like
busy summer.
I mean, almost every night it seems like, with a few exceptions here and there. You get a day off once every 2 weeks or something. But is that pretty typical for summertime? Is that when you guys typically will tour?
Yeah, it is. We tour. Mike and I play in another band that plays like kind of in the during the school year. And Allie is a high school teacher, so as soon as high school gets out on June 2nd, Hill Folk Noir gets on the road on June 3rd.
Yeah. So Boise, Idaho, that's a place I've always wanted to visit, and admittedly a place I know very little about. What is the music scene like in Boise? Is there
It's great.
Is it prolific enough that you can, lots of places to play and people come out for shows and other bands and stuff?
Lots of bands, good shows, several different types of good shows every night of the week.
Great venues, a lot of support.
A couple cool music festivals.
I can see there being a lot of parallels between a place like Duluth and a place like Boise, Idaho. Sure. Really attracts the people that are after nature and after...
Yeah, the mountains are close by, rivers, rafting, fishing, biking.
Yeah.
Good outdoors.
Yeah, well, very cool. So you guys have been on tour. It looks like you've been through Montana a little bit. You were in Moorhead, it looks like. Last night you were in Moorhead? You got a show tonight. Then you're heading to Clearwater. You're going down to Iowa. You'll be in Asheville, North Carolina coming up soon. So getting around. And then there's a UK tour coming up in July. Is that something you've done before? Is that a pretty regular stop for you guys to head overseas?
Well, I wouldn't say it's regular, but this is our third opportunity to go over to the United Kingdom, and we're pretty psyched to get back over there. It's just I just kind of pinch myself, like, wow, here we are playing music, and there's people listening to our music.
And a castle.
And there's a castle. There goes a castle. So it's pretty great. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that, and just feel really fortunate that it's worked out with our village of people that are helping us out with our family and our animals and our house and whatnot. To, it's definitely a group effort to make stuff like that happen, as well as just having, being ready musically.
Yeah.
The year before last, when we did the trip, we flew into London and we did a radio show there with the House of Mercy. We got there late, and they were going to do us from 5 to 5:30, and then this other act from 5:30 to 6. And this act from 5:30 to 6 was Charlie Parr, who's a local Duluth.
Oh, the same day.
Yeah.
The so same day. So we're like, hey, I know that guy. Yeah.
That's pretty. Yeah, he gets around, definitely. So you guys are, let's see, the tour goes until, it looks like the last thing on there is a little festival, the Hermit Music Festival in Idaho at the beginning of September. Mm-hmm. Is after that, is it like back to high school and back to the...
It's back to school time, and we'll sort of settle into more, you know, weekender trips. Yeah. And then these guys will duck out with their other projects.
Do lots of square dances. Mm-hmm. And it's an old-time band. Mm-hmm. I have a couple recording projects that I'll be working on also through the fall and winter.
Yeah.
We're trying to learn how to use winter smarter.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's a struggle. Yeah. It's a struggle. But, you know, us Duluthians are, you know, we're like you in that way, you know. You really have to lay low and figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go crazy pretty easily, mm-hmm, if you don't have some to occupy your time.
Right.
So it looks like a really fun summer for you guys. I'm glad you were able to make it through Duluth on your trip,
because
you're going a lot of far and wide for sure. So it looks like the last Hill Folk Noir album was sometime in 2013. Is there anything else in the works as of right now?
There's two records that we didn't use Winter Very Smart, and are actually, well, we brought them for you, but mm-hmm, they're not officially released, but anyway, that's because we're not that smart. And then we have another one, we're actually trying to do it right, so that's coming out on June 23rd.
Mm-hmm. It's called Pop Songs for Elk.
Pop Songs for Elk. Okay, I was a little confused, I didn't know if that was a side project or if that was an actual Hill Folk Noir album.
It's our new album, it's being manufactured as we speak.
Coming out on the 23rd. Two songs that we've heard, are those from that new album?
The first one is on that album, yes. And the second one it's an old tune from a record called Radio Hour.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's have... Can we do one more?
Yeah, let me just drop a couple strings here.
Hill Folk Noir, live from Studio A.
Danny's Drug Bust Blues. But there's a drug bust, Danny, there's a drug bust. Drug bust, Danny, there's a drug bust. Danny, there's a drug bust. Danny, there's a drug bust. Oh, yeah, man, everybody's coming.
All the way from Boise, Idaho, that's Hill Folk Noir live from Studio A. They are on tour. They've got a new album coming out on June 23rd, and they're performing tonight in downtown Duluth at the Red Herring Lounge with local group Feeding Leroy. The fun starts at 9 p.m. Guys, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
I've enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, web assistant Aaron Welch, and myself, Mike Novitzky. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD, and thanks for listening.